Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ's kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today we want to look at the first laws of the kingdom of God. The first laws of the kingdom of God. And our text is from Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded." Please underline that one. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Hallelujah. So the Bible is telling us over here that the Lord Jesus expects us to teach the world to observe all things that he has commanded. So we should teach both believers and unbelievers to observe all things that he, Jesus Christ, has commanded. You know, so we have a responsibility to teach what Jesus Christ taught. What Jesus commanded are teachings, okay? What he commanded us, they are teachings. So if you look at Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, for about 6 times, Jesus Christ says something like, "You have heard that it was said," referring to the Old Testament, "but I say unto you," okay? Those things are commands. One example is that he said, "You have heard that it was said that you shall love your friends and hate your enemies." And he said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies." That means that Jesus is commanding us something. All right. He's commanding us to love our enemies and do good to those who hate you. All right. So his commands that he wants us to teach are teachings. They are doctrines. Okay. So I want us to go to Hebrews chapter 6, and then we will look at the first teachings of Jesus, what is called the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ. Hebrews chapter 6, and then verse 1 following. So over here in the book of Hebrews, we see a summary of what Jesus Christ taught, the first things that he taught, his elementary laws. He called them elementary laws of the kingdom of God. Of course, you know Jesus Christ came carrying the kingdom of God back to us. Every time he opened his mouth, it was the kingdom of God. Even after his resurrection, he opens his mouth, it is the kingdom of God. Is that right? Very good. So, Jesus came around teaching some things. There are 6 of them, elementary or first things, in the book of Hebrews. These are some of the things that he wants us to teach to the world or teach to believers and unbelievers. Hallelujah. So Hebrews chapter 6 and then verse 1 says, "Therefore, leaving the discussions of the elementary principles of Christ." Please underline principles of Christ. Okay. So there are some things that the Bible describes as the principles or the laws of Christ. And we have 6 elementary ones over here. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. That is number 1. And of faith towards God, that is number 2. Of the doctrine of baptisms, number 3. of laying on of hands, number 4, of resurrection of the dead, number 5, and of eternal judgment, number 6. So these 6 things are called the laws of Jesus, or the laws of Christ, or the principles of Christ, which he taught, which he says in the Great Commission, that we should go and teach his people, the world, believers and unbelievers alike, to observe his principles or his teachings or his commandments. Hallelujah. Now, those 6 things over there, they form the first laws of the kingdom of God. They form the first laws of the kingdom of God. Why do we call them the first laws of the kingdom of God? Because if you should understand the teachings of Jesus, then you must get the first things first. Is that right? When you get the first things first, then you can go on to maturity, to the mature things that Jesus Christ also taught. All right? So we have to get the first laws of the kingdom. It is like learning English language or a particular language and, you know, having to start with the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, like in the English language. It is important for you to start with the first things. Is that right? But you see, unfortunately, people do not see these 6 teachings as the first laws of the kingdom that they have to get. They have to lay the foundation of these teachings in their lives. In other words, they must understand repentance from dead works, faith towards God, the doctrine of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. These are, if you like, the ABCs of the teachings of Jesus, the elementary ones, based upon which you can understand the other teachings of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you realize that the Bible calls them principles or laws. And that is how the earth, or I should say, that is how the kingdom of God is built. The kingdom of God is built on principles. Can we all say principles? Principle is the same as law. Okay? Just as this earth is built on laws, there are laws governing the earth, and they are the basic things that you have to get in order for you to function on earth. Let's give examples of the laws of the kingdom, all right? Or as you say, the laws of the earth. The first one is what we can talk about: the law of gravity. The law of gravity on earth, there is such a thing as the law of gravity, and that law makes us to have life on earth. Because without the law of gravity, when you lift up your leg, you cannot put it down. You cannot walk without the law of gravity. The law of gravity simply explains that whatever thing that goes up will eventually come down. It will not stay perpetual in the earth. Okay, if you go to the moon, the law of gravity doesn't work. So in the moon, you can float, you can jump, and you'll be in the air like that. But on earth, the basic law, one basic law, is the law of gravity. There are other laws. We have got the law of averages. It's a principle that things must even out. It's a principle that things must even out. It's a principle that nature abhors a vacuum, or nature doesn't like vacuum. So if there is a space, it is going to be filled. Is that right? Because nature doesn't like space. So if there is a space, you see that air will quickly rush and go and fill that space. Okay? Now, those are the some of the laws of the earth. We have such a law also as the law of diminishing returns. I'm sure that some of you have heard about it. It is the principle that a continual increase in effort or investment does not lead to a continual increase in output or results. In other words, you can reach a certain point where you begin to diminish or you begin to come down. Okay, so you are not moving up perpetually. You will come down. You will come down. Hallelujah. So that is a law of diminishing returns. We have the law of effect. We have the law of large numbers. The law of supply and demand. That one, you know it. Okay, it's a law which is there, that prices change for a product or service. A price change charged, rather, for a product or service is determined by the level of demand and the quantity available. That's the law of demand and supply. These laws, they govern us on this earth. Hallelujah. In a similar way, there are laws of the kingdom that governs the kingdom of God. And those are the six laws that Hebrews chapter 6 talks about, repentance from dead works and all that. But I want us to note something in Matthew chapter 13. Let's look at Matthew chapter 13. I want to show us that the teachings of Jesus that are listed in Hebrews chapter 6, there are certain laws or principles underlining all of them. Okay, so look at Matthew chapter 13 and then verse 44. Matthew 13 verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Okay, so the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure which a man found, and because he was happy for finding the treasure, he went to hide it, and then he went to sell everything he had and came to buy the whole field. Why did he buy the whole field? That's what the parable says, that he bought the field. Why did he buy the field? He bought the field because hidden in the field is a treasure. Now, he didn't buy the treasure, so to speak. He bought everything that contained the treasure. That is what these six principles of the kingdom of God is like. It is like a field, and in it are treasures. So what you have to do is to buy the whole thing. If you buy the whole thing, then you can dig and take the treasure. Actually, it is the treasure that you are looking for. But the treasure is hidden in a field. So you buy the whole field. I want to show you six laws, six treasures that are hidden in those six teachings of Jesus that we have to know. Six treasures hidden behind the six teachings of Jesus, which we have to know. We have to buy the whole teaching in order to discover the treasure or the law which is undergirding it, the law which is under that field, under that teaching of Jesus. Okay, the first teaching is what? Repentance from dead works. Hidden in the teaching of repentance from dead works is the law of making and managing personal changes. The law of making and managing personal changes. These are the laws you need to master, because they are hidden in the teaching of repentance from dead works. It is the law of making and managing personal changes. It's a basic law. It's a basic principle that Jesus Christ came teaching us how to make and how to match our personal changes. He quoted it in a doctrine called repentance from dead works. Number two, we have faith towards God. Faith towards God. That is the teaching of Jesus. Hidden in this teaching is a treasure. It is the law of living by divine assurances. The law of living by divine assurances.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So it teaches us that for us to be able to live out the kingdom life, we have to live our lives by divine assurances on this earth. You must have divine assurances on this earth if you are to live out the kingdom life. The kingdom must give you assurance to live it out. We call it faith towards God. The third one is the teaching of baptisms. In the teaching of baptisms is a law known as the law of oneness by love. The law of oneness by love. The law of oneness by love. Because you can have oneness by other means apart from love. You can have oneness, you know, like a man can marry a woman, or a woman can marry a man, not because of love, but because of money. It is oneness by money, you know. But there is oneness by love. There are various reasons why people become one. Some for money, some for what? To share a faith, you know. A person has made it. It's famous. You married a person, and the motivation was not love. It was, this time, fame. You won the fame. So there is oneness by fame. Alright? But behind the treasure, behind the teaching of Jesus, which He wants us to teach for people to observe, the treasure behind this teaching is oneness by love. Number four. That teaching of Christ, the Bible calls it the doctrine of Christ, which is laying on of hands. He came teaching laying on of hands. Behind that teaching is a certain treasure. Under the teaching is a certain treasure. It is the law of human involvement in the supernatural. The law of human involvement in supernatural. All right? Beautiful. So you see, there are things we have to discover. Wonderful. And then we have what? We have the fifth one, which is the teaching of resurrection of the dead. The treasure hidden behind this teaching is the law of the supremacy of life. When Jesus was teaching the resurrection of the dead, there is a treasure He wants us to get at as we dig into the fields of the teaching of the resurrection of the dead. He wants us to get to the treasure, to the place where we know that life is supreme. Okay? Number six and the last is the teaching of eternal judgment. the teaching or the doctrine of Christ listed in Hebrews chapter 6 as eternal judgment, there is a treasure, there is a law hidden behind it. It is the law of the Lordship of God. Eternal judgment, there is a law behind it called the law of the Lordship. L-O-R-D, Lord and ship put together of God. That is the treasure which is hidden behind that teaching that he wants us to get. So look at what you have written down. Look at the six teachings of Christ and look at the treasures or the laws or the principles undergirding them. The principles hidden in them. These are the first principles of the kingdom of God. If you want to get the ABC of the kingdom of God, you must be a master or lay the foundation of the law of making and managing personal changes. You must know how to make and manage your change, your repentance yourself. Number two, you must learn to live your life by divine assurances. Okay, to live out the kingdom life, you must learn to live by divine assurance. Divine is heavenly. In other words, you must have a communication from heaven upon your heart and live on this earth based upon the assurances of the heavenly kingdom on this earth. You must lay that foundation in your life. So if in your life you don't live by assurance of heaven, then you have to lay that foundation. You cannot go on to maturity. You cannot jump ABC. You have to get a foundation down. And then number three, what? The law of oneness by love. Oneness by love. Because you can do some things which are good, but not by love. You can give your body to be bent, be a martyr for Christ, die for Christ, but not by love. You can give all your goods to the poor, but not by love. You can be one, you can be married, but not by love. You can be one with people, like in this church, you come together like this, we are fellowship, but it may not be by love. It may be by something else. Maybe you just want some inspiration and all that. But it's not because of love for the brethren. You see that? But in your life, in order for you to live out the kingdom life, this basic law that Jesus Christ taught, and he said in the Great Commission, go and make them students or disciple them, not get them born again. He didn't mention anything like that there. Said that go and make disciples of the nations. Pastor, does it mean that born again is so important? Born again is like the first step. But if you get them born again, you haven't fulfilled the Great Commission, because the Great Commission says that make them students of everything that is attributed to me. What they say are my doctrine, are my teaching, teach them to observe it. Hallelujah. So he is teaching us, or he is bringing our attention to the basic laws of the kingdom. If we don't get all these laws, we can get all the fanciful things. We can be very fanciful in the Christian life. Have a cross on your neck. You know? I mean, have all the niceties of the Christian life that people look at and say, oh, they are going to church. He's wearing a cross. Oh, the way she's dressed, she's going. We can all have all and sing all the nice worship songs, believe me. But if we don't get these foundations laid in our lives, then we cannot grasp what Jesus Christ brought, the kingdom arrangement. Hallelujah. The other one is what? Apart from oneness by love, human involvement in the supernatural that is hidden behind the teaching of Jesus, the doctrine of Christ called laying on of hands. Human involvement in the supernatural. We must lay that foundation in our lives that God wants to use human beings in his supernatural work on this earth. That is why the most important part of you, listen carefully before I am misunderstood, the most important part of you on this earth is not your spirit. The most important part of you on this earth is not even your soul. The most important part of you on this earth is your body. Because if you lose this body, you cannot be on earth. Your spirit cannot be on earth. You will not linger or be a ghost or be suspended in between heaven and earth. No. You lose your body, your spirit is useless. You lose your body, your mind is useless. Your emotions are useless. Your intelligence, your intellect, your mind is useless. Your body is the most important part of you on this earth. Because of what? Because of the principle of human involvement in the supernatural. Your spirit cannot do anything supernatural, cannot do anything if your body is dead. I'll teach you one day about these things so that you take your body life and your physical life serious. Because that is why God needs you here. Because of the body he gave you. Not the spirit. The body. You can develop your spirit all you like and it is wonderful. But if it is living in a body which is dead, believe me, your spiritual advancement, your anointing is useless. Your body is the most important part of you as far as this earth life and what God wants to do supernaturally on earth is concerned, your body. But that's another teaching. So if you want to live the kingdom life, then your physical life must not be toyed with. Must not be toyed with. I'll teach you some time to come. But the other thing you need to lay as a foundation in your life to live out the kingdom life is what? The supremacy, understanding the law that life is supreme to death. That before death came, life was there. That life will eventually overcome death and dead situations in your life. You must know that life is supreme. The eternal life inside of you is supreme. Hallelujah. So that you can live like heaven on earth. The kingdom life is a life of tasting heaven on earth. A taste of heaven on earth. That is why he gives us the Holy Spirit as a down payment, as a guarantee, as a taste, a foretaste of the heavenly life. It's powerful. Now, the last thing we have to lay in our lives is what? The Lordship of Jesus. The law of the Lordship of Jesus. Lay them in your life. Now, for the next minutes that we've got, I want us to look at the benefit of laying these basic laws in your life as foundations in your life. Okay, generally it helps you, as I've explained, to live out the kingdom life. Jesus, who brought the kingdom of God, taught some laws of the kingdom that governs the kingdom. That basic ones are explained or listed in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 to 3, which we have to lay as a foundation or movable in our lives. And I've just gone through listing and explaining them to you. The general benefit is that you can then live out the kingdom life on earth. But I want us to go into some five benefits of the doctrine of Jesus, the six teachings, basic teachings of Jesus. Number one, it is found in the same Hebrews chapter 6 and then verse 3 downwards says that, and this we will do if God permits. In other words, we will lay the foundation in our lives. We will lay it in our lives. Now verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, that's number one, and have tasted the heavenly gift, that is number two, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, that's number three, and have tasted the good word of God, number four, and the powers of the age to come, number five. These are the five direct benefits we get when we lay the foundation of the doctrines, the six doctrines of Jesus in our lives as his believers. As believers, there are five benefits that I want us to spend the rest of the time looking at very quickly and briefly. Okay, number one, when you lay the foundation of the six teachings of Jesus in your life, the first result is that you become enlightened in spirit. Write it down. You become enlightened in spirit. Become enlightened in spirit. In other words, you have continual kingdom awareness. You have continual kingdom awareness. You have been enlightened.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, accepting the kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 0808785. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, Talking of P Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I